American parents spend an average of $16,000 a year on childcare in the U.S. That's according to 2017 figures from the Brookings Institution, and that number represents a big increase. In fact, spending on childcare per child has increased by about 2,000% between the 1970s and the 2000s. Derek Thompson has been looking at this. He is senior editor at The Atlantic and joins us from Washington, as he does each Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Jeremy.
So you write about that staggering 2,000% increase that researchers at the University of Pennsylvania found. You say there's a major underlying cause. What is it?
Yeah, it's a staggering number, and in many cases, a sad number. But the underlying cause isn't so tragic. It's basically the fact that in the second half of the 20th century, thousands and thousands, millions of women entered the labor force. And so the work of caring for infants moved from the unpaid world of stay-at-home moms and dads to the world of salaried labor. And this especially happened in the 1970s and 1980s. That is the time when A, more women were entering the workforce, and B, when you saw the fastest acceleration in childcare spending. So raising young children, of course, is work. It's always been work. But for decades and centuries before that, the work was mostly done by unpaid moms at home. In the second half of the 20th century, that work shifted to childcare centers. And that's when you really saw this explosion in the cost of having young children.
And it's getting expensive at a faster rate than other things are getting expensive.
Than just about anything else. So the Census Bureau tracks how expensive just about everything is getting, whether you're talking about toys or shirts or television screens, and childcare is getting expensive faster than all of that. Between 1990 and 2011, childcare expenditures rose more than 40%. That's during a period when middle-class wages stagnated. And as a result, you have states like California where the typical cost of a daycare center is essentially equal to about half of the median income of a single mother. So this has become a serious problem, not only for middle-class families, but even for richer families who are finding that the cost of children is keeping them from having as many as they otherwise might.
Well, and I can just say on this Cyber Monday that television screens are actually getting less expensive, Derek.
But yes, anyway, exactly.
Back to the subject at hand. Why is it getting so expensive? Is that just because it requires so many actual people? You can't do childcare by computer.
Well, you know, Jeremy, television screens are a perfect comparison. How are TV screens made? They aren't made by a handful of machinists who live in Washington, D.C. We ship that work off to Bangladesh and China and Vietnam, and a lot of it is automated. But you can't offshore childcare, and you can't automate childcare, A, because no one would want a robot raising their three-year-old, and also because it happens to be against the law. Childcare is extremely regulated. So as a result, just about anything that's really labor-intensive, human labor-intensive, gets faster, gets expensive faster than almost everything else. And so you see that with healthcare, you see it with college prices, and here you see it with childcare.
So how does it compare to what other countries are paying for child care? What we pay in the U.S., how does it compare?
It compares very poorly. As I write in the piece, the U.S. has the worst of both worlds. We pay Cadillac prices for an Edsel product. The typical family in the U.S. spends about 10% of their income on child care. That is way more than similarly rich countries. And it's mostly because we've privatized, for the most part, our system of child care in the U.S. Whereas in a place like France, for example, they spend about five times more on care and education of young children than we do here in the U.S. And as a result, they've essentially nationalized it. So everyone is paying for child care. They're just paying for it with taxes as opposed to paying that daycare facility directly. So, you know, if you look across other OECD countries, other similarly rich countries, what you essentially see is that a lot of other places have made a decision at the federal level, at the national level, to say we're all going to bear the cost of this the same way we might for elementary school or community college or public university. But here in the U.S., for whatever reason, we assume that the price of caring for and educating children between the age of 0 and 5, that should fall directly on the family.
So as we get into a presidential election year, what are some of the proposals out there to reduce the cost of childcare, and are any of them likely to come to fruition?
There are lots of plans, and I would say none of them are likely to come to fruition, at least as written. So, for example, Elizabeth Warren, who has a plan for everything, has proposed to spend about $2 trillion on a national child care system that would essentially be quite like a federalized version of the French or Spanish or Swiss child care system. But there's a reason that DC doesn't play as big a role in childcare as other countries. It's because for many, many decades, there has been an argument, particularly among conservatives, that we don't want to attenuate the relationship between parents and their children by essentially having some nationalized system. But as the cost of childcare goes up and up and up, I don't see this in the future as being a left issue or a right issue. I see it as being a family issue. And I think that you're going to see over the next few years, maybe even over the next few months, a more bipartisan attempt to have national solutions to the child care cost crisis.
That is Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, and we'll link you to his piece on why child care is so expensive at hereandnow.org. Derek, thanks.
Thank you.